Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So, folks, I'm as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Cincinnati at the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. There's a reason why I sort of stumbled just a little bit there saying their name, because they had they rebranded themselves this year at their 100th anniversary of the association. And the guy who we've asked, the guy who knows all about that to join us, Chris Meads, he's still with us. He was with us in the previous segment talking about his new book, The Magicians of Main Street, from 1765 to 1945. Wonderful history book on not just on chambers, but if you want to know about what's happened over those years in communities, I encourage you to go to Amazon and check it out. Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us. They can read more about the book at the website, magiciansofmainstreet.com, right?
That's right, Jim, and you were the smart guy to tell me that I needed to have a website for the book, so I appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. You're not the first person I browbeat into getting a website for the book. But anyway, I'm glad you did that. And, folks, you can find out more about that. Please check that out. Chris, you guys had this is your centennial convention. And I really enjoyed seeing some of the history of the ACCE, formerly American Chamber of Commerce Executives. But you guys rebranded yourself this year, didn't you?
That's right. Our initial name under the president, Christy Mead. My name is Chris Mead, but we're no relation. Total coincidence. Anyway, it was the National Organization for Commercial, National Association of Commercial Organization Secretaries. That's what they used to be called way back when. Then it became
You guys called them nachos, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then it became American Chamber of Commerce Executives. Problem was, people didn't know exactly what that meant. And there was some confusion with the U.S. Chamber, which are good friends of ours, but they do different things.
Right.
We don't lobby Congress and that kind of stuff, so it's we're just for the executives of the association. But it's the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, both to make clear that we are an association of these people, and also we didn't want to completely limit ourselves to the U.S. Chamber execs. We found the Canadian execs have almost the same problems. I mean, pretty much all the same problems we do.
Well,
and this convention, we got Norwegians and Finns.
We're
still mostly U.S.
They're
people,
from China. They're from Vietnam. I mean, I'm every year I meet people from all over the world. Ireland. Connor Healy's here from Ireland, and Lars. I can't remember Lars' last name from Norway, and I met a young lady yesterday from Vietnam. I mean, this is an international convention. So I think you guys were smart to change to rebrand yourself. It makes sense. I talked about reinventing yourself in the last hour. I mean, this is a little bit of a reinvention kind of thing. But tell the audience about ACCE. Tell the audience what you guys do day in, day out at this convention.
Well, I think the convention is kind of an expression of what we try to do all year long, which is help these chamber executives learn from each other and benchmark, you know, what. Just simple things like, what's your renewal rate? You know, what's your membership renewal rate? And, you know, for the size of the chamber, they're part of the country, even, you know, salary surveys, things that a lot of different associations do. Well, our people need those things, too. And there's a lot of chamber execs want to talk about things that maybe is not easy to talk about in town. Not that they are super secret, but if they say, you know, my mayor is getting on my nerves or something like that, I want to talk to somebody in some other.
I hear that a lot.
About that sort of thing. Or, you know, big done.
The other thing you guys do is you get these guys certified as professionals, don't you?
Yeah, it's the only certification program for chamber executives. It's called Certified Chain Executive, CCE. And right. So a number of our members have comma CCE after their names.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they go through a testing program, and they have to have been execs for 6 years and done a little of this and that. And we also have, as you saw last night, awards for some like Chamber of the Year.
Right.
They really care about that. They really want to win.
Well, and there are, you guys represent, how many chambers are members of your group around the country?
We have 1,200 chambers of commerce, which is not all of them, but it's most of the larger ones. Like we're over 90% of the biggest ones. Some of the smallest chambers, some of them don't have staff. And
well, right, they just,
so
I mean, some chambers have, you know, 200 members or something like that. There's a lot of them, but the main thing, folks, that I love about ACCE is they support local chambers, and local chambers, in my opinion, are the best friend, along with with community banks, are the two best friends of small businesses out on Main Street. And that's the reason why I love the work that you guys do, Chris, because you guys are the pals of my heroes, and that's small business owners. So I want to thank you on behalf of small businesses everywhere. I want to thank you guys for the work that you do.
Well, I appreciate it. I think it's a mutually beneficial relationship. The chambers need those small businesses to be members of theirs, but they also, in turn, want to do everything they can to keep those businesses healthy. And
absolutely,
that economic climate and governmental climate that's favorable to them.
Hey, Chris, thanks for being here. Thanks for doing another great job this year. I'll see you later today.
Thank you, Jim.
Chris Mead, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the Magicians of Main Street. That's his new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.